KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Say, I don't even know your name.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
All right, I'm going against the grain. Normally, we're all organic all the time. We're like Whole Foods. But we had a conversation going in the break because of the fact that we had a call and a text yesterday about this. And it's exploded into a bigger conversation. And it's good dialogue. So, is Eli Manning a Hall of Fame quarterback? And we had one of our guys from the network who's a New York guy who said he is. Nick, you said he is. I think he ends up. And I think the body of work is, look, he's still got to perform at a decent level because his stats still have to keep growing. But the conversation that, and Barry said no, and then we went back and forth, and you initially said, Barry, you know what, is he an elite quarterback? You had said that, you know, he's never been considered an elite quarterback. I think he has for small windows of his career. I don't think he is now. I think back a couple years ago, people would argue that he was one of the top six quarterbacks in the league. Now, does that make him elite for his career? Absolutely not. But my point to you was, there are quarterbacks that have played in this league that for a small window of time have performed at an elite level. They haven't done it for their entire career to warrant being in the Hall of Fame, but one of the examples I gave was Michael Vick pre-dogfighting. Michael Vick, for a couple years pre-dogfighting, was pretty much one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, and when you add the rushing element, the element of athleticism and surprise, he was a guy that everybody said was one of the best in the league at that time. Now, was he one of the best of all time? No. Has he proven to be anything but a Hall of Famer? Yes. But I think there are guys that you can argue for a window of their career were one of the top six in the league, they weren't able to maintain it for whatever reason, statistically and otherwise. We even said Matt Schaub for a three-year period of time when he was in the Pro Bowl for, what, all 3 years, and had his team at, what, 12-4?
Mm-hmm.
That you could say, hey, he was one of the better quarterbacks in this league for a couple years.
Never so, elite, though.
No, if I ever said Matt Schaub an elite, then I would have a screw loose.
And the same the same argument still applies for me with Peyton Manning. He's in the class
Peyton
with
or Eli.
Eli, sorry. Okay. He's in the class with Carson Palmer's and that Joe Flacco's. I mean, you guys are using the fact that he won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. Doesn't make him a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. Joe Flacco's had a few good years. Other than that, he's just been that next tier down from the greats in the game right now, which include Rodgers and Breeze and Manning, Peyton, and Brady, and even Roethlisberger, like we talked about.
Yeah.
So I don't know that. I mean, again, yeah, it's great that he won too, but it's also because he did it in New York, which is why I think he'll get in, but I don't think he deserves it because he's never been, in my mind, an elite quarterback. He throws tons of interceptions.
Now he does.
Way too many.
Now he does.
To be considered elite.
But here's the thing. Because he won two, because your argument is fair if he's only won one, because you can say Flacco's 1-1. And Flacco's above average. But okay, Brad Johnson 1-1. Trent Dilfer 1-1.
Exactly.
You know, guys like that. But when you win two, multiples show that it wasn't a fluke. You had to do more than become that title that no one wants anymore, game manager.
Really?
And look,
I disagree because look what Peyton Manning did.
For a good portion of the early part of the season, he was top five in yards in the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, And look, he's got three young receivers that I think are underutilized, and Cruz can't stay healthy. But between Cruz, Shepard, and Beckham, he's got receivers.
Well, hold on. Before you get off this to your next point, the fact that Peyton, as bad as he was last year, got credit for winning a Super Bowl, you're saying that it's all Eli Manning is the reason that the Giants won two Super Bowls.
No, I'm not saying it's all him.
He had to
be more
too.
Than just an afterthought if you win multiple. If you win multiple
because
as a quarterback,
Peyton wasn't at Denver.
He was when they needed him to be. He stepped up because when you look at the audibles. Now look, in the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl in spite of or despite Peyton Manning or in spite of whatever the hell word I'm trying to say.
He didn't give it away.
Yeah.
He didn't give it away.
I'm not good with words.
And obviously, he had no arm left at the end. But I mean, you look.
But there's
at,
a difference between giving it away and winning it. That's the same thing. Eli didn't give away a Super Bowl, but I don't think he went out there, dude. The one catch on the helmet. That's a lot of luck involved with that. Not Eli Manning's skill and greatness.
I don't disagree, but at the end of when it all is said and done, he still has a second ring because of it.
Yeah, so, I think you need a little bit of luck, and I do like the two ring argument because a second ring does mean something. I think it puts you on a different level when you win that second ring.
Somebody said Eli's a Hall of Famer because Phil Simms is in.
And Phil Simms. And there's somebody, a lot of people, even New York people, Warren that question Phil Simms.
Somebody said Warren Moon is in, and if Warren never won anything.
Yeah, so. But Warren Moon, had numbers.
One of the most pure passers with the best spirals you'll ever see.
Yeah.
I mean, Warren Moon was the epitome of a passer.
I just think if that is your only argument, not the fact that he was an all-world passer, or the fact that he won two Super Bowls is your only argument.
Not my only argument. I said the body of work. If the body of work continues to be where it is, he's ninth in the league in passing right now, in passing yards right now. But if you look at the body of work and he continues to put up, if he continues to stay top 10 in statistical categories and plays, you know, for a 3 to 5 more years, his body of work is going to be at a level with those guys that are in the Hall of Fame.
What if he wins a third and it's not even because of him? What if he wins a third Super Bowl championship and it's not even because of him? It's because he has a great team, he has a great defense and all that other stuff.
That ain't happening. You still don't.
Why?
No, I mean because again, teams win Super Bowls in spite of their quarterback play. That's been proven several times.
But in the event that he did win that third ring, you still wouldn't put him as a Hall of Fame quarterback?
If he won a third ring and he was still playing at a high level, but if they won and he was Peyton Manning on the Broncos last year, no.
The chances of him getting a third ring is probably slim to none, but exactly. In my opinion, if he gets a third ring,
but if he was
there's
elite,
no way.
If he was elite, wait. No, hold on. If he was elite, the chances wouldn't be slim and none, because look at guys like Brady and Rodgers and Breeze, and you feel like no matter what, those guys always have a chance to run the table and win
Flacco
a Super
wasn't
Bowl.
Flacco wasn't elite and he
but
won.
But what I'm saying is,
Barry?
The Hall of Fame elite guys, you always feel like they have a chance to win a ring every year, regardless of what's around them. I don't get that feeling with Eli Manning.
Barry, but like I said, okay, look, so
you guys aren't changing my mind, by the way.
We know you never can change your mind, but you have to at least come up with rational facts.
Well,
his quarterback rating for his career is better than 84. He's thrown for almost 47,000 yards and over 300 touchdowns. His completion percentage is 60%. I mean, you look at all that and you take that body of work and say if it continues to go at that level, and regardless if he wins another one, and you factor in the multiple Super Bowl titles, and Keenan will be a good person to weigh in on this at 3:30. But at the same time, those numbers, when you look at what Favre and what Peyton Manning put up, and you say that he's already approaching that kind of elite status because he's almost at 47,000 yards, and he's still got a half a season to go just this year, it's hard to argue, man. I'm going to look in the break, and I'm going to compare him to some of the other guys, but that are in the Hall of Fame. But when you look at almost 47,000 yards,
yeah.
It's pretty big. Max, you want to chime in on this? You want to talk about Peyton Manning? Come on in.
Hey, man. I appreciate it, guys. Love the show, man. Great to have local in between. Hey, just a quick second. I'm learning your names, but one of you guys was talking about Peyton like he played any bit remotely well in that Super Bowl.
That was Joel.
Guys, he threw a ridiculous pick six. I mean,
yeah.
That was garbage.
Exactly.
I said to get them there in the big games. You're right. No, he was awful in the Super Bowl. But I'm saying to get them there when he was audibilizing and he was basically the coach on the field.
He didn't break 200 yards in the postseason.
Didn't have to. That's my point.
Hold on. Don't hang up, Max.
But Barry, my point is, do you think Peyton Manning was the same Peyton Manning that won the Bears Super Bowl?
Joe, you're making my point for me by saying that you're making my point by saying it didn't matter that he gave a pick six and didn't have 200 yards. That's my point. That doesn't make him elite because he won a Super Bowl.
No, because
his
my
team
point
won
is
the Super
he
Bowl.
Won multiples, and the first one was basically a whole lot of him. And if the Colts don't have Peyton Manning, they don't sniff it.
Yes, but are you saying that the two giant Super Bowls rest squarely on the shoulders of Eli Manning and not the defense and not the running game?
No one that wins the Super Bowls Super Bowl, has it rest solely on anyone?
Oh, I would beg to differ. Tom Brady didn't have anything around him, and he was able to win the Super Bowl.
That's false. He's outside always of Brady, had a defense.
He's the anomaly outside of Brady.
I mean, well, yeah, Rodgers
doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You need a team.
Breeze?
No.
You're going to say Breeze had elite players around him?
He had a decent team.
He had
team.
A good defense, and he had skill positions around him.
Oh,
including
right.
Jimmy Graham at tight end.
Max,
so.
Go ahead. Last point. Go ahead, man. What else did you
No, I appreciate it. I was just saying, you know, and not to counterpoint, but if you're going to say that not one man can win a Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure David Tyree has got Tom Brady's heart in a little glass case somewhere, and that's a one-man play, you know?
Just like the D-back from the Pats has Russell Wilson's. Russell Wilson remembers that too.
But the one thing I'll say, and I'll finish up, I appreciate y'all letting me talk, was, you know, other than Eli Manning, who constantly looks like he smelled a fart, the dude is garbage, man. The dude is, man, he's good for a pick a game. Quietly, the Giants would never say this, but if the Giants could have Tony Romo's career versus him, just the ability, I don't know, man. I just don't see it. I think he fell into two rings, and it's just crazy, to be honest with you.
Thanks for having my back, Max.
I don't see him anywhere near Hall of Fame.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I feel like it's just you and me against the world, Max. Because we got a text that
Max, hey, I don't mind it. Call in anytime. I appreciate you going back and forth with us. It's fun.
We got a text that said, Barry, the boys in the Blitz are going to chew you up today. I don't care. I ain't scared. I'll stay after. I don't care.
What the Blitz thinks?
Don't scare me.
Why? Because the Blitz are going to agree with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who cares?
I'm just trying to.
That's not changing my mind.
No, I don't care.
By the way, somebody
you're
said
on the show to have your own
said,
opinion.
Warren Moon never won anything. Five great cups, anyone? That's a great text.
All right, so here you go. Multiple Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman, 3. Elway, 2. Montana, 4.
Yeah.
Bradshaw, 4. Greasy, 2. Staubach, 2. All right? Then you look at stats. Warren Moon got in with 49,000 yards. Aikman got in 32-9. Elway, 51-4. Montana, 40,000. Bradshaw and Greasy and Staubach, as you would expect, 27-25-22. But my point from a statistical basis is the body of work will say that right now, currently, he has better stats than Aikman. He will surpass Elway and Steve Young. He will probably, at the end of his career, he will surpass Montana, Fouts, Bradshaw, Greasy, Staubach, Tarkington, Namath, Aikman, and Moon. And Jim Kelly. So if you look at all that, just alone, body of work says between the two Super Bowl wins, multiples, which is rare in quarterbacks, and because his yards will be well above three quarters of the quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, now you're reading all those stats. Someone texted me and said to just call you a dumb bitch and then yell scoreboard.
And shockingly, off a text message.
Like, was that on the text line or your text?
No, my personal text. I have no stats to back it up. That's all I can do at this point. I got nothing, Joel. Yeah. I got nothing, but I stand
but
by it.
But you got someone that has your back on your text, and it was just personal text, too, which is probably his wife.
No, it's not. But I'm still not changing my mind. Right. And me and Max will go down with the sinking ship that is Eli Manning's Hall of Fame career.
Well, when he gets the yellow jacket, somewhere Nick and I will be in Bethesda, Maryland, and we will call
you.
By
the way, I said he's going to get in. I just said I don't think he's worthy of it. But I said he's going to get in because he played in New York and the two Super Bowls.
And El Jefe, because he's tweeting, not calling. When he calls, he's Josh.
But the stats, I mean, you make a good case with the stats, but I still don't. I'm not.
Hey, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's why everybody thinks we hate each other. No, that's what part of the radio show. You debate.
That's
what you do. And when you go home, you're fine with it.
I can't stand you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, and you know what? Well, the feeling's mutual. There you have it. Hey, that's why we do what we do. ESPN 97.5.
November is Movember at Gal Media. Brought to you by the Boardroom Salon and Man Centers. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, welcome back to The Hate Show. And we're rolling on a debate about Eli Manning. and we hate to be wrong, so therefore we want you involved in the discussion. Barry's scoreboard that he's looking at, basically,
I'm losing
he's
bad.
Down.
I'm
but he and Max are going for beers sometime next week.
Somebody tweeted, I didn't get the tweet. I don't know that they didn't why they didn't tweet it to me, but they were like, oh, basically saying I was backtracking by saying he'll get in because of New York. That was one of the first things I said when we all gave our own opinion.
I think we both said and he, it yeah, helps him
all three
New
of
York.
Us agreed he would get in, but I just said it was because he's in New York and not because he deserves it because he's elite or great. Just my opinion. And then we started arguing. So,
Josh,
I just wanted to.
You want to get in on this? So does John and Rodney. So you roll first. What do you got?
Yo, hello.
Yo.
Yo. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know which one of y'all had the opinion of Eli Manning should be in the Hall of Fame.
That was Joel and Nick.
That was Joel
and Nick. Yeah,
and Nick. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, Joel's opinion is obsolete since he thinks Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers are going to be coming back. That team is just garbage this year. But anyway,
Josh, I wish you could see his face. All right, go ahead.
I think Michael Vick and Tony Romo deserve a Hall of Fame before Eli Manning ever does. Not, and because you want to sit here and just say because he had the Super Bowl ring, well, show me what else he has.
Josh, I just rattled off the stats. He has more than one Super Bowl win, and when all is said and done, he can be mediocre for the next 3 to 5 years and still have more yards than almost three-quarters of the guys in the Hall of Fame, if not more.
I've got people texting me saying I should concede the victory to
Don't
you guys.
Don't concede, and I'm Hillary.
Not,
you can
I will
pull
not
it out.
Do it. I will not do it.
All right, John, you're next. What's up?
John, go. Say words.
Yeah, let me give you stats out of the way for you, so you can blow up that. So I can blow up that argument.
Okay.
You can't compare errors, different errors like this. You got average quarterbacks that have more yards than Bradshaw and Staubach and
I
even
said
Aikman.
That about the error, yeah, but I also poor, said the top of the list.
My man.
Yeah, piss poor quarterbacks that have more yards than touchdowns.
My
it's
man.
A different error.
No.
So you can't have it both ways. You can't say that and then
bro, if he catches Warren wise. Moon and
let
he catches
finish,
if he catches
Joel?
Dan Marino,
Joel,
you can't
finish.
I am. He's not going anywhere. If he catches anyway. The likes of Elway and Marino, those yeah. were passing quarterbacks.
Is he going to catch
exactly.
them?
Exactly. Dan Fouts and there were exceptions back then. You're talking about Staubach who had I mean, a great year would be 2,700 yards. It's just not – you can't compare
John,
those
did
errors.
You hear me say that for those guys? Different year. I said right off the bat, just like you said, Barry.
You just sat through saying it. You said they had more yards than three-quarters of the quarterbacks that were in the Hall of Famers. You
right,
can't
but
that.
The first thing I said when I got to some of those quarterbacks was different era. That's why it's not surprising all three or four or five, whatever, well, how many,
is,
were below 30,000 yards. But the ones that I put
garbage.
At the top of the list that he has more yards than – those were passing quarterbacks. Hate to break it to you.
Eli Manning is not garbage. He's hot garbage. He's an interception factory who got on. He was on. He was on two teams that had outstanding defense and running game. That had an 8-game or 6 or 7-game stretch that they happened to win just at the right time. They were. He's horrible. He's Matt Schaub with two Super Bowls. That's all he is.
Thanks for the call, John. Rack him.
Yeah, and over. Of course you rack him. Yeah, he's also got over 47,000 yards and 300 touchdowns, but he's hot garbage.
Great,
you
great.
Would take that hot garbage quarterbacking your team right now
great call.
And back then.
Okay, now you are speaking the truth.
Without question.
Would take Eli Manning over Brock Osweiler in a heartbeat. Anyways.
Rodney, you're next. Go.
Well, I think you guys are a bunch of fantasy football fanatics because Eli Manning doesn't pass the eye test. I mean, just because he has, I mean, he may have the yards and all that stuff, but when you look at the eye test, there's no way you would take Eli Manning over any of those guys that you're talking about. Even in the league now, Eli Manning wouldn't be one of the top five guys that you would take.
Not top and five, but he's in the top 10.
Nah, please.
Look at the stats. He's Prescott in the top 10. Him. Okay, but and statistically, he's in the top 10.
But, and here's the other thing. There is precedent for two Super Bowls. So if they don't want to give it to him, there is precedent for a two-time Super Bowl winner not to get in the Hall of Fame. Jim Plunkett.
Mm. And intern Trey said he was Jim Plunkett.
So there is precedent. And then when you talk about being an elite quarterback, at the end of the day, what's the guy's name with the 49ers? Steve Young, he actually has two Super Bowl rings.
But you don't count the second Super Bowl ring because he didn't do anything. Mm. He was on the bench. So
he's in the Hall of Fame.
When you start looking at Eli Manning, I mean, you have to say he's a game manager at best, because the Super Bowls that he won, he had defense out the wazoo. Now, because of the league and the way that they throw the ball around now, yeah,
I'm biting through my
stars, but just for a guy who's just going to come into the league and say, okay, I want him to be my number one quarterback. I want him to start my franchise. I don't know if too many guys will do it. Now, he's going to – I agree with the other guy. He's going to get in because, A, he's from New York. B, he plays with the Giants. C, he won two Super Bowl rings. And more importantly, his last name is what? Manning.
Yep. I got you, Rodney. Rack him. Who's next? This is going great.
Kirk. I'm biting through my tongue. I'm letting the people have their say.
Oh, they're coming for you. Don't worry.
They already have.
No,
I don't care.
I'm saying you're probably going to get some support.
Kirk, go ahead.
Go.
Hey, Kirk. Guys. I'm a New York Giants fan. Unfortunately, we're living down here in Texas, so I have to.
What do you mean? What?
Whoa,
Kirk.
Unfortunately.
What the hell do you mean, unfortunately? Did you come down here for a job?
No. I came down here because of family.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
All right. All right.
It doesn't matter.
Don't be dropping an unfortunately on my state now.
But the thing is Eli Manning is paid to, what, deliver the football to players in positions for them to make plays. Everybody's sitting there talking about how the Giants had a hot defense. Well, let me see here. Did the defense pass the ball so David Tyree could catch the ball on his head? Did the defense throw the ball to Plexico Burris so he could catch it in the end zone? Did he throw the ball on the sideline so that they could beat the undefeated?
Preach, Kirk, preach!
I don't think so.
Kirk, they're missing, too, is the scramble that kept the play alive before he hit Tyree.
After he almost got sacked three times by four different defenders?
Yeah,
correct.
He doesn't have any talent or anything like that.
Tom Brady would have just moved around in the pocket. He wouldn't have had to run around.
And yeah, he doesn't pass the eye test. I don't get what the last caller was saying.
He wouldn't have had to run around willy-nilly. He's hot garbage. He stinks.
Don't rack Kirk. That was not a good call.
Yeah, rack him, Kirk.
That was a fantastic call.
Kirk, you are welcome anytime, my friend. Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
You can be in the stupid living room.
Nick, we got time for more?
Yeah, go ahead. One more.
All right. Then where are we going? Biggie?
Yeah.
Biggie, is that where we're going?
I hope that's Biggie.
Biggie, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What's
going on?
Make it quick now.
Okay, all of this hating is ridiculous. Eli Manning is the first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback.
Hang up on Biggie.
The fact that he has one of the highest percentages in the playoffs, and y'all are leaving out the fact that he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP. The defense was good, but it wasn't like a Hall of Fame defense like the 85 Bears or the Ravens defense a couple of years back. Then you can't take anything away from this guy. If he had a decent offensive line, he'd be leading the league in yards and touchdowns.
Biggie, you can call anytime. You've already got a recliner. That was great.
All right, thanks.
And by the way, Biggie, if it was according to our interns, it was Biege, B-I-G-E. There's no space, nothing. During the break, Barry's going to go crack some heads on the interns again.
Right.
Yuli's back. That explains something. Basically, I don't even think it's close, but we'll get back to more of this discussion, and we'll get a couple expert opinions because Keenan McCardell joins us next. He can talk about this as well. We still see Chris Scott, Damon, and Jason holding. Yep. We'll get to you. And by the way, Sean Salisbury down the hall. I got his opinion during the break.
Absolutely, a
Hall of Famer.
Long hair, don't care.
Okay, here we
Sean
go.
Sean said he's a Hall of Famer. The argument's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Long hair, don't care.
Quarterback whisperer of in Houston.
Jim Plunkett. By the way, John Westling texted me and said, Eli will be the Mendoza line of Hall of Famers for QBs. That's beautiful. That's so beautiful.
The Barry Lambinex Show.
Because you know he's right.
Saturday nights at midnight. Coming up. But for now, we got Keenan next. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, gang. We got Keenan McCardell, and guess what? He's not in studio, but guess what? Because he's a good guy, And because we're able to locate him quickly, he's on hold. We're going to get to him in a minute. But before we get to Keenan, I want to tell you about, we brought a little energy in the last couple segments. We were fired up. I want to tell you about a little bit more energy, energy you can use in your daily life. Infuse Energy. Infuse Energy is a phenomenal energy provider, and it's the energy provider that you should be using whether you have a business or for your residential energy needs. Why? Well, for one, it's 100% green energy. It's at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, helps decrease your carbon footprint. That's the first part. The best part, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, locally owned and operated. They will find a program that is tailor-made for your family or your business or your needs, and they will stick to it to make sure you save money while getting the best energy provider that you can possibly have. If you ever have a problem or an issue, you call. A human being answers the phone right off the bat. They take care of your issues. It's a great energy provider. Josh is a great owner. He's a Houston guy. He is locally owned and operated. It's the perfect energy company for you. Don't believe me? Call them and check it out. Compare them against the energy provider you currently have. Guarantee you they're going to be competitive. In most cases, they will beat that program. 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com. If you mention ESPN 97.5, you immediately get a $25 bill credit. So check them out, Infuse Energy. Before the break, we had a little energy. We were talking with Barry and myself and a plethora of listeners, Mr. Keenan McCardell. Welcome in. And we want to mention that you are either on your way or in the beautiful city of San Diego.
Yes, I am.
To do a little bit of melon repair and evaluation based on your numerous years taking a pounding in the NFL. So we appreciate the fact that you are taking part in that research. But
yes.
The topic, which I don't know if you have used your app today or not and have listened, but the topic that has gotten, shall we say, a bit inflamed, is Eli Manning a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's run the gamut. Safe to say, and I don't want to speak for my friend and co-host, but Barry would say no, but he threw the precursor later and said he will get in. Nick and I adamant in. Sean Salisbury adamant in. Your thoughts, please.
No.
Suck I don't it. Think so. Thank I you, Keenan. Don't. A voice of reason. Thank you. And I would love to hear why, because you're very logical and smart.
I am Go shocked, ahead. But I am interested, so I am listening.
I mean, I'm a friend of Eli's, but I just don't think he's that guy.
Thank you.
Right now. I mean, when you think of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, I mean he's won Super Bowls. I got to give him that.
Yep. Two.
But when you think about Eli Manning at the beginning of the season, is he one of the best in the game?
That was exactly my argument, Keenan. Thank you.
No.
Can we get rid of this crank call?
You know he's going to throw 10, 15, maybe 20 interceptions a year. You know, Keenan. I understand, you know, he's won this, he's won that, but I just don't think he's there. I mean, everybody's going to say Kurt Warner's, you know, but I can't see Eli. I mean, I just don't.
Thank you.
Mac, without this year even being done.
You're really upset, Joel.
No, not really upset. I'm just having, just like I am with you, I'm having a discussion and a debate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
47,000 yards already in his career. 84 career quarterback rating, 60% completion percentage, over 300 touchdowns, not only two Super Bowl wins, but two MVPs of two Super Bowls. I just think the body of work, when all is said and done, when he's done playing statistically as well as Super Bowls and however you decide to evaluate whether you get in or not, statistically and with the Super Bowls and the wins and the things like that, he's going to have everything that he needs to get in.
I mean, I understand all that. Numbers are what they're trying not to go by to put people in the Hall of Fame, but he's going to have the numbers. He has the last name because his brother's going in. You know, he's guaranteed in. I'm just not buying that right now.
you know, Keenan, a caller said something that I think maybe is what you're saying too, is that you can look at the numbers and that says one thing. Of course, we're in a pass happy era as well. So when you compare him to past Hall of Famers, it's not necessarily fair. But the caller's point was he just doesn't pass the eye test. Sometimes you just look at a guy and you look at a body of work and the numbers might look good. But overall, you just think, man, he just I just don't in my mind or to my eyes, he doesn't play like a Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is my thing with Eli. I mean, I hear he has all the numbers. I hear everything. You know, everybody, somebody has he's you said he was MVP twice of two Super Bowls. Has he been the MVP of the league?
Nope.
Has he been? You know, those guys are few and far between that are MVPs of the league, and to play that position, I mean, he's played it very well. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking that,
yep.
that you know, he hadn't played it well. I just don't think when you decide if he's the best in the game, has he ever been the best quarterback in the game? And it's probably no, but at the end of the day, he's going to throw his numbers at you, and you're going to say, yeah. But I say no. I mean, it doesn't look pretty to put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame. But that's not me voting. And he's in New York, and he's probably going to get a host of people backing him and pushing him. So, you know, the Hall of Fame is about who do you know to push you.
Well, yeah, and that was one of my arguments. If he's in Arizona and does that, he probably doesn't get into the Hall of Fame. But New York is going to help him. Being in New York,
New York does help, and I said it right from
the
get-go.
The extra limelight, the extra coverage.
But if you put his numbers with his accomplishments, including the Super Bowls and the Super Bowl MVPs and such, wherever he is, the committee, when they look at it, and I'm not saying he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's going to get in. And when you look at the numbers when all is said and done, Mac, the numbers are going to be above a lot of big-time throwing quarterbacks, including he's going to be close to Dan Marino when all is said and done.
I get all that. I get all that. If you're starting your team right now, who you take, Dan Marino or Eli Manning?
Well, that's easy. But I'm saying he doesn't, just like you said, he's not the best in the league every year. But literally, however you look at it, he's probably in the top 10 every year. Throughout his career, hard to argue that. That every year you would have put him in your top 10 of a quarterback you'd take.
It's a possibility. I probably would have put him in my top 10.
Okay.
But on the fringe, right? I mean, he's never...
Oh, don't push it.
Well, he's never been, like I said earlier.
As long as you're in the top 10.
I don't want to talk in circles because we're basically just repeating our same things over and over, but he's never been considered elite to the level where Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and those few elite quarterbacks have. And I think it's a great point about regular season MVP.
Yeah. And to his defense also is that his brother has taken all the limelight from him too. So
yeah,
you know, if he didn't have a brother that was as great as he was, his numbers would probably be eye-popping. They're eye-popping, but everybody's looking at what Peyton has done, and it's like, okay, little brother, you still kind of behind
little brother.
Him. But yeah, you're behind Big Brother. You're not where you should be with me. But if he didn't have it, if Peyton Manning wasn't his brother, we'd all be talking about, wow, look at the numbers.
So are you hedging? Are you coming back my way now or what? Because it sounds like you're giving him support.
No, I'm not going to support him because I said what I said. I don't think he's going to get in. But I know I'm wrong, so it is what it is. I just don't see it. I mean... He's won two Super Bowls. I mean, and that's going to be something that's going way big for him.
All right, Mac, you hold tight because we now found out that we have the capability of not only having you on one line, but we can have phone calls on the other, and everybody can chime in, and everybody can continue to give their opinions, which some people think is all full of hatred and spewing venom. We're just having a reasonable discussion, and I use the term reasonable loosely. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. What?
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, we got Keenan McCardle by remote in San Diego, which also means whale's vagina. We have Barry, myself, and Nick. And by the way, we want to remind everybody that I told you it was coming, but Falbo Brothers Pizza, if you live out in the Sugar Land area, they are sponsors of the show. They are friends of the show. They have the best pizza, in my opinion, in the city of Houston, Texas. And it is phenomenal, and they are going to do a special deal just for listeners of ESPN 97.5. That means coming up for this weekend for college and pro football, you buy two pizzas, you get one free, and that is a hell of a deal. So I want to make sure that you guys are aware of this. It's Falbo Brothers on Sweetwater Boulevard, right off of 59 and Sweetwater Boulevard, and it is phenomenal pizza. It is takeout only, but if you're planning a party and a watch party to watch college or pro football, call them, call my man Hani, call the people there at Falbo Brothers. Check it out. I guarantee you will be a repeat customer if you try their pizza. It is fantastic. So buy two, get one free this weekend for all you listeners, ESPN 97.5 there. Don't say I never did anything for you.
So everybody's texting pretty – everyone seems to be pretty passionate about it on the text. They're very long, so I'm not going to go through and read them all. But yep. I can tell you that the text seemed to be kind of split like everybody else is. So I'm sorry I can't get to all the – yeah, we got a short segment. Sorry I can't get to the text, but I think we're split there as well. One point that I did want to make that somebody said was Phillip Rivers is a top 10 quarterback every year.
He'll get in. He's a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Salisbury says Hall of Famer. Okay, Mac, you played with Phillip Rivers. Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
He'll go in. If he goes in, he goes in behind Eli because he hasn't won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
And there you that rests my case that both of them will get in.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably will because he's gonna be the next quarterback from San Diego behind Dan Foster go in. So.
Well, but Drew Brees played there. He just played.
But do you think he should be? That's the question. It's like with Eli. Yeah, we can all agree he'll get in because of the New York thing and everything else. But do you
because
think
of the numbers.
Should? Yep.
But if I had to pick one, I'm picking Phillip to start my franchise with.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, but guess what? You don't get a yellow jacket for starting a franchise. You get a yellow jacket for accomplishments.
And they had to do it in both places, New York or, you know. Eli didn't want to go to San Diego. Phillip did.
Brace yourself, 87. We've got five callers. We got 5 minutes. We got a roll. We're starting with Brad. I believe you're calling in South Carolina. That is fantastic. Brad, let's go. What do you got?
Think of it like Pharrell said on Pharrell on the Bench. It's got to be the best player to make it in the Hall of Fame. You got to be iconic, right?
Yep.
You got to be iconic. If you're having to debate whether he's going to be a Hall of Famer, then he doesn't need to be a Hall of Famer.
I love it. Brad, thanks for the call. And when he gets his gold jacket, we'll reach out to you. Just leave a number. Nick can reach you.
Bracken.
TJ, you're up next. Go for it, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm going to make it real fast and quick. He's in because you know what? Reportedly, he cried to go to New York, and he delivered. He didn't cry, didn't deliver. He cried and delivered.
TJ, appreciate it. You're right. Yeah. Appreciate the call and the love. Barry, Keenan, suck it. Chris, you're up next.
It's 1-1, Joel.
Oh, right. Now you're looking at the scoreboard. Okay, scoreboard watcher. Chris, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, big Giants fan. He's definitely in.
He's a Giants fan.
I want to touch on a couple of points.
Please do, Chris. Make it as elaborate as you wish.
How does his name help him out? You know, he's being compared to his brother, and who's arguably the best regular season quarterback ever. You know, the only stats that would help him out comparing last name are playoff stats. And, you know, if you're taking that, if anybody watched those two Super Bowl runs, some of the huge throws that he made, how does that not bring you real close? And I don't know if you guys remember 5 or 6 years ago, I think Eli answered about being an elite quarterback or something, and there was all this talk about, is he an elite quarterback, kind of like this, you know, I think he's in. Long story short.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. We got to keep rolling through calls because we're running short on time. Jason, you're next. Jason, what do you got?
I agree with the last caller. Absolutely, Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. The things that hurt him are being in New York. I think his emotionless persona, being Peyton's little brother and Archie's son, and not being great in the regular season where his brother is. But in the playoffs, the last few times he's been in the playoffs, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in our era. In
the last two times. When is the last time he's been in the playoffs? Oh.
All right, thanks for the call.
You going in or out?
Jace, thanks for the call. By the way, 3-1 in favor of Nick and I. Here we go.
He was on the fence.
Yeah, out.
He was on the fence, and you got to eliminate the Giants fan.
The last caller.
Okay, 1-1.
Look, he gave us the vote, and so Barry somehow with his fuzzy math just made it 1-1.
Nick, what's your vote?
I already said Eli's in.
Real quick, I got two quick points.
Go ahead, Al.
Somebody asked, when was he the best quarterback in the league?
That's Keenan,
two playoff runs. Let's not forget about the 14-2 Falcons team he beat, the 13-3 Lambeau Green Bay Packers team he beat at Lambeau, the 16-0 team he beat with the
Preach, Al, Patriots. Preach!
And the next time he won the Super Bowl, the next time, let's not forget that 15-1 Packers team that was probably better than the 16-0
Vikings team.
He did it without any Hall of Fame talent on offense. And I'll say this for a close. It's my second point, and I'm done. If he's not a Hall of Famer, then explain to me how Curtis Martin is, because he was never considered the best running back in the league. It was always.
You might want to go do your homework on that.
It was always somebody else. But at the end of his career, he had 15,000 yards, and you can't argue it. It doesn't matter that Terrell was better than him, and LaDainian, and Priest Holmes, and Marshall Faulk.
You might want to go do your homework.
You all got right, it. Al, thanks for the call.
Al, great call. Thank you. Al, you call anytime. It's now 4-1 on these calls. Just so you guys are aware of the fact now, besides the scoreboard watching, to Al's point, whether you do it statistically or with Super Bowls and accomplishments and things like that, he's going to be in when all is said and done. I'm just telling you guys right
now. Well, we've all agreed on that.
No, Mac didn't.
Yeah, he said that too.
He did. He said he'd eventually get in because of the exposure and all that.
This is one of those days, too, by the way, I wish Keenan was in the studio because he was pretty fired up over
Keenan and I basically said the same exact things. He's going to be in, but he doesn't deserve to be.
And I think Curtis Martin deserves to be in.
And we said the same reasons why and why not. Adam.
So you said Curtis Martin shouldn't be in?
No, I said he deserves to be in. I just said he deserves to be in. The caller said he doesn't.
No, I'm just saying he needs to do his homework on Curtis Martin.
Priest Holmes was longevity, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got hurt too much. Adam, you want to get in? By the way, can I just point out that our interns have done it again? Because when they, under the subject line, they put Manningen, M-A-N-N-I-G-N, for they want to talk about Eli Manningen. So
is Carrot Top there? Is it Carrot Top?
Carrot Top's in the back, and your girl, Hooli, is a...
Yuli, not Hooli. Yuli.
Yuli. Come on, George. Come on.
Yuli. Either with an H.
I'll drop Yuli. The H when she drops the spelling errors. Adam, we don't have a whole lot of time. Go for it, my friend.
Damn Wisconsin people.
Okay.
Almost the same point, but two different sides of the mountain. Basically, is he elite? No. Is he going to get in the Super and to the Hall of Fame? Absolutely.
But does he deserve it, Adam? That's the debate now. And we all agree he's going to get in because of various reasons. Does he deserve it?
Well, not everybody was agreeing he'd get in.
No. We all agree he would.
You're right, Adam. Keep going. This is Joel. I'm with you. Go.
I'm just saying that from the side you're arguing, Barry, you're saying that he's not elite, which I agree. He's not elite.
Thank you. So
he will never be a top five quarterback in anybody picking him.
In anybody.
Is he a Super Bowl winning?
He's a Super Bowl winner.
Yes.
So was Trent Dilfer. So was Joe Flacco. Yes. Doesn't make them Hall of Famers.
No, but he has two, and he has the yards, and he has touchdowns. I mean, he has a lot of the stats you look for. So do they put people in that are less than worthy in the Hall of Fame? Yeah, people get in for stats. They get in for stats.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Well, that was spirited to say the least, and –
The first call is the guy. You know, I like the first call.
Everyone after that was just wrong.
And by the way, I asked Travis, and Travis, the ultimate fence tiptoeer, says yes and no. I mean, come on.
If you say that, then it's a no.
No, and Nick and I'll say you say that it's definitely a yes.
How?
Hey, Mac, appreciate it, brother. Hopefully you're back Friday, right?
I'll be back Friday to talk noise.
Oh, I love it. You got a lot of white noise today, I'm telling you right now. It is fuzzy and it is scowling at us, but at least we appreciate you chiming in.
All right. Tell Carrot Top we need to get the spelling right.
Yeah, and you and Hooli. All right. Hey, it's been a spirited, fun show. Eli Manning will be a Hall of Famer. Nick and I agree. Barry, you know. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun games and shenanigans. You should be with us 1-4, ESPN 97.5. Stay tuned for the Blitz.
November is Movember at Gal Media. Brought to you by the Boardroom Salon and Man Centers.